Beloved children of God, grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to start by reading again the text from 1 Corinthians, but in the contemporary language from Eugene Peterson's paraphrased version of the Bible, just to hear some different language. It goes like this. What I want to talk to you about now is the various ways God's Spirit gets worked into our lives. This is complex and often misunderstood, but I want you to be informed and knowledgeable. Remember how you were when you didn't know God, led from one phony God to another, never knowing what you were doing, just doing it because everybody else did? It's different in this life. God wants us to use our intelligence to seek to understand as well as we can. For instance, by using your heads, you know perfectly well that the Spirit of God would never prompt anyone to say, "Jesus be damned," nor would anyone be inclined to say, "Jesus is Master," without the insight of the Holy Spirit. God's various gifts are handed out everywhere, but they all originate in God's Spirit. God's various ministries are carried out everywhere, but they all originate in God's Spirit. God's various expressions of power are in action everywhere, but God is the one behind it all. Each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Everyone gets in on it. Everyone benefits. All kinds of things are handed out by the Spirit, and to all kinds of people, the variety is wonderful. Wise counsel, clear understanding, simple trust, healing the sick, miraculous acts, proclamation, distinguishing from spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues. All these gifts have a common origin, but are handed out one by one by one by the one Spirit of God. It is the Spirit of God who decides who gets what and when. Gifts. At one time or another, we all want them. And at one time or another, we don't want the gift we've received. It's likely that you've been, like I have, in the midst of an experience of eagerly opening a gift from a family member or a friend, ripping through the paper and opening the box, and then being momentarily stunned by what we've been given. The immediate thought is, what in the world was she thinking? How in the world does this fluorescent pink sweater with plastic bobblehead chickens look like it would be something I would wear or would want to wear? Fortunately, as far as I know, the fluorescent pink sweaters are not among the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So we can check that out. But it is possible that we can be just as mystified by the gifts we are given, especially if we take them at face value. And what I might mean by face value is that in order to understand the intent of these gifts, we have to remember that they are given out of God's grace for the common good, the gifts of God for the people of God. So they are ours, but they are for everyone. The Holy Spirit determines which gifts we receive, and it is the Spirit that exercises and expresses these gifts through each person. This is the point where we can sigh with relief. At least I do. I personally like being reminded it's the work of the Spirit through me in those gifts to make use of them. Which is not to say that we do not have any responsibility for the stewardship of these gifts. We do. In the New Testament, there are several lists of spiritual gifts, but even if you take them all together, they are not necessarily meant to be a complete list, not comprehensive. There could be more. There's likely to be more. Often these gifts are divided into categories such as gifts of knowledge or gifts of speech or gifts of power. Another way they can be grouped is in groups that reflect those that promote the inner growth of the church and those that promote the outer growth of the church. Some of you know that I've spent a large part of the last 4 years working on emptying storage units, packing and unpacking, distributing, selling, donating, recycling, and repurposing the stuff of life while I've been about the settling of two estates, my husband's and my father's. There is good news and bad news. The bad news is I'm still working on the last of the three storage units involved in this endeavor. The good news is I'm frequently surprised. Okay, it's not always a good surprise, but I am frequently happily surprised to find items in boxes where I'm not expecting them. Just recently, I found an old favorite cartoon from the comic strip Pontius Puddle. Maybe you remember that comic strip. Maybe you know it. In this cartoon, the weird little frog guy is sitting on his mountain all alone, and he's thinking, and he's thinking, and he's thinking, I wonder if God really hears me. So he looks up and he shouts, "Hey God, what should I do with my life?" And God answers, "Feed the hungry, right injustice, work for peace." Just kidding. Same here, only I'm testing you. I mention this because whenever I read this cartoon, I wonder, or really more, I hope that the conversation might have been a bit different if it occurred between a community of frogs and God. If it wasn't just the one individual faced with the insurmountable task of feed the hungry, right the justice, and work for peace. That's way too much for one person. Maybe the frogs would have looked at each other and said, okay, let's divide into teams and we'll look for gifts that are needed for each of these responsibilities, and then everybody go and call everyone else that they know and see how they can help. Part of our being stewards of spiritual gifts is taking to heart that these gifts are given for the common good, for mutual support. This means that they're of benefit to others, not just us. They are given more to the church as a whole than to an individual. Given to the church as a whole and intended to be given away in order to build up the church, to encourage it, and to comfort it. This means we need everyone's gift. No one person has them all, and even those of us who share gifts in common, as those gifts are being put to work, they will not necessarily look or even function the same. They'll be a little bit different. So we need them all. As we heard in the message, the variety is wonderful and everyone gets in on it. As the writer of James puts it, neglect not the gift that is in you. And no gift is better than another. We need all of them. We need all the gifts we've been given to do the ministry that we've been called to. Well, by now, you've probably noticed the unusual cross at the altar, because I originally was going to put it on the altar, but then it seemed so much more fitting to put it at the baptismal font. I refer to this as my people cross. I think it's truly a right-on image for today, and for one of the questions that is implied in Paul's letter to the church at Corinth. And it's a question people still wrestle with today. Is it possible to be a Christian all by yourself? Paul's answer seems to be a pretty firm no. As Christians, we're called into community. Remember? Remember last week hearing about how we are mud babies? In our baptism, We are named and claimed and sealed by the Holy Spirit, marked with the sign of cross of Christ forever, and welcomed into the body of Christ, the communion of saints, and into the ministry and mission that we share. We're in this together. We're needed by the community, every one of us. It's my prayer for us as a congregation, as we continue to look forward to the mission and ministry that God calls us into in this place and at this time, as we continue to work to make full use of the gifts that we've received, that we encourage one another to be open and attentive to how God is speaking to us today, how we can choose to let this speaking inform our choices and our conversations, transform us and our lives and the lives of those around us. There's a famous actress from the 30s and 40s. Her name is Eleanor Torrey Powell, and she once said, that the gifts we receive, no, I knew this would happen. I've used it in different ways. Okay. She said, we are, what we are is a gift to God, but what we become is our gift to God. And so as we work together, we're going to open and share our gifts in many and various ways, because the people of God are multi-gifted, and that's what God calls us to do. Amen.